Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Arizona Outdoors. My name is Tim. I am the creator and the host of this podcast. Boy, I have a lot to share with you today. Oh, especially the experience that I just recently had on the Colorado River. I was out about two or three days ago with my family out. We were kayaking down the Colorado River and it was moving a good click. We have an area that we really launch from and it's not too far from where I live. And we just allow the current to basically take us down about 3 to 5 miles down the river. And it's a beautiful, beautiful run. We actually were able to find a location on the other side of the river, which is a different state completely, where we found a really unique little restaurant. It's kind of hidden. It's definitely hidden away. Unless you were there or you've actually located it or looked for it, you would never find it. My son actually knew about it and he took us there. It's a place called A Taste of Chicago. It is an Italian type restaurant. Imagine that being off the river, you would think it'd be more of something different, but man, the food there was so good. We ended up doing the Philly cheesesteak sandwiches with some fries. I normally try not to eat unhealthy, but that day it was worth it. We ended up buying a sandwich and my wife and I, we ended up splitting it because it was just such a big portion of it, but it was so amazingly good. The unique thing about this location that we went to, though, was that it was so hidden, so secluded, you would have never really found it unless you're familiar with the area, especially coming across the river. And I'm sure people in the other state are locals there, but even though my son was telling me the couple times that he had been there, it had been really, it wasn't packed. There was a few people there, but it was never really packed. Excuse me. But it from the outside, it almost looked like a resort. It had lawn chairs. It had the barbecue grill and all that stuff out there. It was just so uniquely. And rumor has it, not that I'm a huge country music fan to some degree with the old style, but the artist Willie Nelson would hang out there when he would come out to the area here and do his concerts and then want to just get away from the public eye per se and just kind of chill out and veg on his own, sitting out there by the river, watching the current go by and watching the wildlife go by, just enjoying and relaxing. But again, it was amazing. So let's get to the real story today. The real story today is this. I cannot stress the amount of importance that it is to be safe on the water. We were actually kayaking out there, and yes, it involved me. Imagine that. My wife and I, we were talking about it not too long ago after the incident happened recently, that we're getting to wonder if the river is actually a safe place or even water is a safe place for me because of all the issues that I've had with it. But it's okay. It's not going to stop me. I enjoy living out where I do, and I enjoy being on the Colorado River, and I enjoy the boating and the kayaking aspect of it. And if I could take anything away from this, it's be more observant, be more vigilant, but don't be afraid. Again, this is for education purposes only. For those of you who are listening and never experienced this, let me share with you the mistake that I made. Again, I am not a professional in anything that I do. I just live life adventurously, hence the Arizona Outdoor title, because I want to get out there and experience everything this great state has to offer, whether it's on land or water, whatever the case may be. I want to enjoy it. But if I can take anything away from it, from the mistakes or the infractional type issues that come along with it, I want to share it. You never know. It may help you and it may enlighten you, or you may recall it to memory that it may have happened to you and you could have seen how things could have went differently. So let me tell you a little bit about what happened with me. We were, as I indicated, just kind of cruising down the river. We did do some exploring in some areas that were just so beautiful that were in the reed area and such like that. And little trails per se, water trails, if you want to say, on the river that most people don't have access to via boat because it's too big or too shallow. But with a kayak, it's amazing. You get into areas and locations that you would never expect to see. And it's just so beautiful out there. But I will tell you that during certain parts of the day, and hour-wise, the Colorado River Authority actually has the ability of raising the water tide and lowering the water tide. Depending on how it's flowing that day, the water can be very rapid. Okay, it's moving about 7 to 10 miles an hour. Now, I'll be honest with you, when you hear the mileage on that, it doesn't seem like a whole lot. But when it's water, oh my gosh, it's a whole lot faster than most people will realize it is. And you can literally just see the water, just the currents just moving in a rapid direction. And it's very forceful. So we were on the, I guess the best way to describe it would be that we were on the northwest side of the river on towards the Nevada state side. And we were trying to get back across to the Arizona side. And little did I know that, you know, again, it's one of those issues where it's just, you know, you learn as you go. And fortunately, nothing bad happened out of it. But as I was going towards the Arizona side state of the Colorado River area, the current had taken me and had taken my kayak and flipped it sideways, basically. Not over, but sideways to where it made it very, very complicated to control it. No matter how much I paddled with the oars to try and correct the situation, it just literally took me. And it got me to a point where I was very, very close to the docks and the boats that were stowed over there. And again, like I said, the water was very rapid. It was very fast moving. And I ended up getting into a situation where it's like, yeah, I knew this was not going to be good. I ended up hitting a pontoon sideways with the kayak, and it ended up knocking me off the kayak and putting me into the water. Now, thank goodness I had a life vest on. I cannot stress that enough. When you're on the water doing any kind of water sports, whether you're fishing in your boat or kayaking, whatever the case may be, wear a life vest. That will save your life. That will save your life. There's only those very small fractional type of issues that when you get yourself in a position where it's just going to go wrong in every direction. Yeah. Sad to say that the Colorado River does take a lot of lives every year. Unfortunately, in the area that we live in, it is a touristy area, if you'll say, because a lot of your weekenders come out there from other states and they just enjoy the beautiful sun and the water, not realizing how dangerous this water can be. You just take it for granted. You just assume that, you know, your heightened and your sensitivity goes down because you're there to relax. And yes, alcohol can be on board at times. Again, it's not to scare you, not to say, hey, don't come and do this. This is dangerous. I'm not saying that. No, I am not saying that at all. I'm just saying that, you know, learn from it or be aware of it. So back to the story. I ended up hitting the pontoon pretty hard, and it, you know, it literally threw me off the kayak. And the current was so rapid, so forceful that it literally sunk the kayak underneath the pontoon. Now, the pontoon was held there at a precarious position because the water was moving so fast that it literally, it was sideways, and it was just contacting the pontoon, the one pontoon itself. And it just, I could not move it to save my life. No way or fashion was able to move it. And fortunately, the owner of the pontoon that lived right there off the river area saw what had happened and ran out to aid me and help me out. And we both struggled to get the pontoon free. There was a couple of times I literally went under the water trying to get the pontoon out. You know, people may say, well, just let the pontoon go. Well, yeah, in hindsight, that may have been the right thing to do because it will float downriver and you'll eventually get to it. But at the heat of the moment, with everything going on as fast as it was, you would never really think about letting it go. You were just thinking about, I can't lose it, you know, the pontoon, this and that. Or not the pontoon, but the kayak, but it's just and that. You just don't think about these things. In reality, you know, unless you're experienced at it and you've done it or it's happened to you before, you're not going to really have the mindset to know that you need to do these things. Overall, though, I'm just so thankful that, you know, my son was able to get back to me. And between him and the other gentleman, we fought to get the pontoon for probably 20, 30 minutes before we were finally able to retrieve it. Was there damage to the pontoon? Well, again, let me give you a shout out to Lifetime Pontoon, or not pontoon. Jeez, I got to get that out of my head. Was there damage to the kayak? Let me give a huge shout out to Lifetime Kayaks. If you do not own one, I highly recommend that you invest in one. They're an amazing product. Yes, there's products out there that are created that are more expensive, that are probably designed to do specific things that you're asking for it. But the reality is that the Lifetime Kayak that I have for my wife and I is well made. It is a beautiful flotational device, and we just enjoy it. It's a 16-footer. It has the ability of just light cruising. It has the ability of being sleek and stealth. Does this sound like a pitch for Lifetime kayaks? Probably. But the bottom line is they're amazing. And we even have ours set up for all fishing if we want to do it. But again, with that being said, there was very minimum damage to the bottom of the kayak, which is something that I can fix. And there was no holes put into it, which really surprised me because I hit pretty darn hard when I hit the actual pontoon section of it. If you're familiar with a lot of the pontoons, you'll know that when that the weld comes together, it can tend to be a little sharp. And it was one of those issues where I thought, wow, the kayak is gone. But no, it actually withstood and held, and I'm very impressed with it. A little bit of scuff to it, a little bit of scratches to it, which I can fix and, you know, sand down. But again, did not compromise the actual hull of the kayak itself, which I'm so thankful for. So with that being said, again, back to the story. It was a couple of times that I did go under, and fortunately, I was able to get out. It was a scary experience. I will not lie to you. I was pretty shook up over it. I really was. I'm not going to lie. There was that quick nano thought, you know, again, 20, 30 minutes, I'm still in shock of what happened, that, you know, hey, the river almost took me. But fortunately, I was able to survive it. Here's the bottom line. If you ever have a situation happen where you become involved in a water type situation like I did, or any other version such as that, don't be afraid to get back out there and do it again. Okay. It's like getting thrown from a horse. If you get thrown from the horse and you are so afraid to get back on the horse again, you'll never ride again, especially if that's your passion, what you love to do. Don't let that stop you. I will tell you in all honesty, there were some apprehensions about me getting back on the water again because it did scare me. But the reality is that between the conversations with my son, who was there to help me, my wife that was there to help me, yeah, I'm glad I got back on the water, okay? It's not a macho thing. The reality is when you have an experience like that, it scares you. It makes you take a double take. And do you really want to do it again? But the reality is I encourage you highly to do it, okay? You'll regret it if you don't. You don't want that to be the stumbling block that stops you from enjoying life. It is what it is. Okay? It is what it is. Not to make light of the subject, but it is what it is. You got to get back out there to continue on. Otherwise, you'll regret never doing it. And I'm so thankful that I just got past that. And between the help of my wife and my son coaxing me, you know, again, keep in mind, it's a good shakeup. You know, it's a good shakeup realizing that you could have potentially lost your life, you know, over something like that. But if I can bring anything to the table with this whole conversation today is one is be more vigilant, be aware of what's going on with the water conditions and the flow of it, and recognize and know the times when the water is higher than normal. You know, the bottom line is when people are out there on the Colorado River, they're not really thinking about safety issues at that point. You know that as well as I do. They're out there having fun. They just want to go with the jet skis, the boats, whatever the case may be, because they're out enjoying their weekend or their vacation. But like I said, sadly enough, a lot of people do die on that river every year. So with that being said, just be mindful of it. Okay. But if there is an issue that you are able to survive and that you're not hurt or harmed or in any case be like that, or even your equipment is not harmed or broke, get back out there and do it again because it is so worth the adventure. You'll look back like that on later in life and say, you know, remember how we survived this, but we're so glad that we had the experience, whether it was traumatic or not, you survived it. You did it. And again, it's so helpful to have family members that are there to talk you through it because, again, it is a very scary experience. But it's still one of the greatest places to ever live with all the sports that we have out here, whether it's on the water or on land, off-roading. You know, I look at it this way. If you're not living and you're not having issues that potentially come like that, then you're not living a life of excitement. I don't know if I told you guys some time ago on the podcast, maybe not, but if not, I'll recap it. If I did, then thanks for being patient and listening to it again. We were out last winter off-roading in our off-wheeler for a side-by-side, and we went down a hill, and it was a pretty decent incline, and it was a pretty big, big hill. And I went down that hill, you know, braking instead of letting it go full force. You know, again, it's one of those issues where you learn next time what you don't want to do and what you need to do. And it was me, my wife, and two younger children that were with us that were friends of ours, relatives, I should say, and they were with me. And I almost rolled the side-by-side. Again, quick thinking on my part, I was able to correct it and break it to where we didn't roll. But again, it's a learning experience. You might say, well, you know, Tim, you don't know what you're doing. No, I never said I was an expert. I try to be very careful as much as possible, but on the same token, I'm learning as I go, and next time I'll know how it works and how not to do it. you know, fortunately my son, you know, Jared, he is very experienced in a lot of this stuff, and I learn a lot of it from him. And, you know, as being a newbie still to myself, I'd say it's, I'm learning it. But again, it doesn't stop me from living the adventures that I want, and it should never stop you either. Go out there, take life by the horns, live the adventure. I cannot stress that enough. Don't sit back and watch other people do it. As we get up there in age, we're going to wonder one day, if we don't do this, why didn't we, or why couldn't we have done it? When I get old and I can't move anymore, but I have the memories to realize that I did live it, I'm going to say, you know, remember when we did this? Boy, it was so fun that we did it. I'm glad I had the experience with it. Again, experience is good or bad. It's an adventure. That's what it's all about. So again, thanks for listening. If you are new to my podcast channel, thank you for joining. You can also find me on Instagram at Arizona Outdoors. I also have a YouTube channel out there called Arizona Outdoors. If you're not familiar with it, please check it out. I don't get an opportunity to post much on there as of yet because, you know, work constraints allow me not to, but I do get as much video as out there as I can. Please be patient with it. Subscribe, subscribe, subscribe. I can't stress that enough. And please hit the bell icon because that will notify you when I am getting ready to upload or when they are new uploads put up there. I promise you that during summertime now, I will be doing a lot more uploading because I'm going to be in a lot more adventures. Whether the experiences may be good or bad, it doesn't matter. It's an adventure. That's the whole purpose of it. We learn from it and we move on and we enjoy it next time. Again, folks, if you don't follow me on YouTube, follow me on Instagram, and of course, here on Anchor Podcast. I appreciate it. Have a wonderful day. Whatever you may be doing, be safe out there. All right? Be safe out there. Keep your bearings about you, but enjoy life to the fullest, no matter what it may be. That's what it's all about. All right. Till next time. Take care, everyone. Bye-bye.